Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at the energies for the full moon that's occurring on February 24th, 2024. We're going to take a look at each life path number and the energies that may present under this illumination. Before we get into the forecast, this, of course, is a general reading. If you would like a personalized reading where we'll look at your own personal numerology, please book some time with me. I'd love to work with you. My information is in the description box below. All right, let's get into it. Life path two, for this full moon, you all are going to be working with the energy of the nine and walrus energy. So when we work in a nine cycle, there's a lot here about receptivity, right? Allowing things to come to you now. You've put forth the effort, you've done your part. There's a big energy here as far as sort of leaning into receptivity, right? Allowing things to come to you, not forcing anything, not trying to control the outcome, but allowing things to present to you and then making decisions from that presentation. There's also this energy when we're in a nine cycle of things of completion, right? Things closing out, things that are no longer serving us or our greater evolution, greater journey, falling away. And sometimes that can be expected, but sometimes it can be unexpected. And so it can kind of create, you know, some emotions and feelings tied to that release that we might not have been ready to face. So you could see that come up around this full moon. And of course, a full moon also indicates some kind of completion a lot of times. So for you all, you could see cycles closing out now. They could be karmic cycles. They could be endings that, again, have to do with projects that you're just tying up loose ends and getting them off your plate. So if there's anything that you've been procrastinating around, this energy is going to push you to complete those tasks and get them off your plate to create space for the next adventure, for the next chapter. But this can also remove people from our lives. And so not in a dramatic way necessarily, but if we're in a relationship or in a connection that is not serving us, it's actually toxic or it's holding us back in some way, if there's a relationship that we haven't had the courage to release or let go of, and it's not changing for the better, so to speak, then this nine energy will come in and do that for us. And so it kind of is like that divine intervention type of energy where it can come and release those soul contracts that have, you know, completed their call of duty, so to speak. So you could see that around this time as well. What's interesting is it can also be a nine cycle, can also be about romantic love, soulmate kind of energy, which doesn't have to be partnership, but some kind of deeper soul connection coming in. And so for some of you, it may be that connections are falling away, but new ones are coming in quite immediately, right? Following that release. And again, it's just like one soul contract is finished and we release and the next soul contract comes in. It doesn't have to be done in an aggressive or vengeful or resentful type of way. It can actually be done in a very gracious, grateful kind of way. So you could see that as well, where through synchronicities or just again, divine intervention or destiny or fated events, you meet someone who will likely be in your life for quite some time under this influence. Also, it's interesting too, because with walrus energy coming through, there's definitely something here about contentment and finding contentment within your situation, right? Like being almost like if something's released at this time, a sense of relief. Like you knew it was coming, you knew it had to happen. The universe steps in and assists, and it's almost like a sense of relief. And there's contentment around that. You feel good. You feel okay with the situation and the outcome. There may be obviously, you know, feelings of grief or sadness, but there's that underlying feeling of, yeah, I knew this was coming and this is what's best. So that could definitely come in as well. I would also say just be careful with this nine energy and walrus energy of escapism, like trying to escape the reality of the situation, and whether it's through meditation or spiritual bypassing or, you know, toxic positivity or whatever, you know, really try to stay in the present and feel whatever comes up for you, right? Whatever that may be, and move through it in a healthy way so that you can move forward and sort of get everything out of this new experience that you're meant to get out of it. So I would definitely say stay as present as possible around this illumination and make sure that you're sort of seeing things as they are, as opposed to how you want or wish they would be. Because sometimes that can keep us sort of clinging to the past. So I hope it's a great one. Take care, twos. Bye for now.